Imagine this. It's 44 BC in ancient Rome. And the most powerful man in the Republic, Julius Caesar, meets a shocking end. Stabbed to death by senators, many of whom were his friends. The assassination was a desperate act to protect the ideals of the Republic. Leading the charge were two trusted allies, Brutus and Cassius, who believed Caesar's rise threatened Rome's political stability. Caesar's assassins took him completely by surprise. But the plot had been carefully masterminded by two men he trusted the most. You see, in the end, it wasn't just an attack. It was the ultimate betrayal by those he called friends. Welcome to the Pivotal Decisions Podcast, where we know that the decisions you make today determine your tomorrow. I'm your host, Stan Paris, and I'm grateful to have you tuning in. If you find the podcast valuable, please share it with your friends, family, loved ones, strangers, neighbors. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. All you have to do is go to YouTube, search for Pivotal Decisions Podcast. It's going to pop right up. Hit that subscribe button, and you are good to go. And you'll find all of the podcast content and more. On this episode of Pivotal Decisions, we're diving into the painful reality of betrayal. What do you do when the person who betrays you is someone you trusted, a close friend, or even a beloved family member? How do you navigate the hurt and move forward? I want to explore the impact of betrayal and the pivotal decisions it demands. Psychologists agree that betrayal is one of the worst kinds of emotional pain a human being can experience in life. What makes betrayal especially painful is that it involves someone we trust, someone we love, someone we need. And so when the betrayal happens, there is significant pain. In fact, one writer described betrayal like experiencing a spouse who has an affair, something like that. It was described as an emotional death. NeuroLaunch focuses on information on psychology and brain science. They said this: what sets betrayal trauma apart from other forms of trauma is the element of violation within a supposedly safe and trusting relationship. While other traumas may involve danger from external sources, betrayal trauma strikes at the heart of our most fundamental relationships and beliefs. This unique aspect can make betrayal trauma particularly challenging to process and overcome, as it often requires individuals to reevaluate their entire worldview and approach to relationships. Betrayal trauma can arise from a range of deeply painful experiences. Common sources of this type of betrayal are things like infidelity within a marriage, or childhood abuse or neglect by trusted caregivers, acts of betrayal by close friends or a family member. Each of these, they leave a lasting scar, emotional scars, and it challenges us to, will we ever be able to trust again? Chuck Lawless, in an article titled "Steps to Consider When You Face the Pain of Betrayal," says friends sometimes turn on us, and the knife of betrayal slices us deeply. And the longer the friendship has been in place, the more the pain hurts. He gives us 12 steps to help us deal with the pain of betrayal. I want to talk about those today on this episode of Pivotal Decisions, Steps to Consider When You Face the Pain of Betrayal by Chuck Lawless. He says to begin by grieving the reality of sin in general. You see, no matter what betrayals we face, sin always, always has a role. When you weep over the grief that sin generally brings, it's easier to forgive someone who hurts you. At the root of all betrayal is sin. We live in a broken world. And because the world is broken by sin, we experience that brokenness in our relationships. Even in the relationships of our most loved family members and friends, our human nature is sinful, and our choices are sinful. And because of that reality, the reality of sin in general, we're going to experience betrayal and broken relationships. Next, he says to remember who the real enemy is. Satan and his forces, they're the real enemy. You have a spiritual enemy. We, as human beings, now we are responsible for our actions, but the struggle is ultimately, again, not against flesh and blood, but against the evil powers, our enemy, our spiritual enemy. You know, it's easy in this culture we live in today, we're always looking for an enemy. It's like we thrive when we have an enemy. And we're searching to have an enemy because it draws a crowd and increases giving when there's an enemy you can point to. But the real enemy is our spiritual enemy who's out to destroy your life. Next, he says, as needed, invite a pastor or friend into the conversation. This is wise. Don't try to deal with this on your own. Sometimes we just need, Lawless says, another set of eyes to see or ears to listen and knees to pray. There's wisdom in a multitude of counselors. Get other people involved, not to gossip or slander, but go to people that will help you, that can give you wisdom and direction, and also help you carry the heavy load of the burden of betrayal. Invite a pastor or friend into the conversation. Next, he says, don't make assumptions about causes. When we're betrayed, there's high levels of emotion. And when you ever are in a state where your emotions are high, either way, either the emotions are great, it's wonderful, or the emotions of being rock bottom, either way, be careful. Be careful. Don't let your emotions lead you. Lawless says to have a face-to-face conversation with your perceived betrayer. You talk to that person. It's not always possible. I understand that. But when it's possible at all, have a face-to-face conversation with them. Lawless says, sadly, the cause is at times only a misunderstanding completely distorted and then detonated. If the talk must include confrontation, do confront, but in a God-honoring way. Don't make assumptions. Today, with the amount of social media and people always having a platform to express themselves, and just with the general lack of communication, there's so many assumptions about people and their motives and what they did and why they did it. Don't make assumptions. Next, he says, give yourself permission to grieve the loss of a friend. Betrayal hurts. It's one of the deepest hurts you'll experience in life because it involves people you love. Don't whitewash that pain, he says, as if Christians who trust God should never feel that way. Cry out to God, weep, it's all okay. Be honest about it. It hurts, and grieve the loss of a friend. Pray for the other person. It's hard to know why some people do the things they do. But regardless of their motives, something just happens within us when we genuinely pray for those who betray us. Lawless says sometimes God melts our heart before he melts the heart of our betrayer. Pray for the other person. I know it's hard, but it's going to release you. When you begin to pray for the other person, I do believe God works in your heart, and you're going to be released of the pain. And it might not erase every memory, but it will help you deal with the pain of the hurt when you're praying for the other person, and you will be released of the bitterness that's in your heart as you pray for the other person. Next, he says, don't betray in turn. It's easy to do, he says. We foolishly convince ourselves that we'll prove our rightness by making sure others know how terrible our betrayer is. Don't let the devil drag you into that trap. This is an easy trap for us. We walk right into it because the feeling is in our hearts, well, they've hurt me, therefore I will embarrass them. I will make them look bad. I will make sure everyone knows what that person has done, and I will make sure they suffer for what they've done to me. Don't betray in turn. In the end, it will only hurt you. Then he says, consider all the others, brothers and sisters in Christ, who've not betrayed you. We easily focus on the person that has betrayed us, a lot of times at the expense of the other good people in our life. He writes, it's my experience that faithful friends outnumber the unfaithful ones, usually by large numbers. Don't let pain from one former friend cause you to miss the blessings of others around you. One way that we do this is we will just be consumed with what some person has done to us and neglect the good relationships we have. And it begins to spill over. The betrayal, the hurt begins to spill over into our other relationships. Consider all the other people in your life that haven't betrayed you. Choose not to let bitterness consume you. Bitterness is like hot embers on the floor. The potential is always there for those embers to be fanned and to become a raging fire in your heart, in your life. And the power of God douses the embers before they cause long-term damage in your heart. I've watched this happen. Someone's betrayed by a spouse, friend, a parent, church member, a child, a brother or a sister, and they're just consumed by it. That's all they think about. They can't see the good in anything or any other person because they are all day, every day, thinking about what that person has done to them. They're thinking about, how can I pay them back for what they've done? You have to make the decision. It's a pivotal decision. Don't let the bitterness consume you. Today we're talking about steps to overcome betrayal. These are steps to consider when you have been betrayed by someone. Next, Lawless writes, be open to reconciliation. Forgiving a betrayer and then renewing a relationship, it doesn't mean that everything just returns to the way it was. It takes time. And sometimes you'll never fully get back to the way that it was, but we still can reconcile the relationship. We don't have to live as enemies. There still can be a friendliness there. It might not ever be the same, but there still can be a friendliness there. I was talking to someone recently, and they just flat out told me, I will never forgive them for what they've done to me. I will never get over the betrayal. You have to be open. Ask God to help you open up your heart to reconcile. It doesn't mean that there are not consequences. It doesn't mean that it wasn't real. It wasn't hurtful. Be open to reconciliation. Next, he says, be a good friend to others. Model what Christian friends should be, even if others don't always do the same. In your friendships, make sure that you are being a good friend. You are someone that listens. You are someone that can be trusted. You are a good friend. You are modeling that to others. You're not going to your friends and slandering other people. You're not going to your friends, always gossiping about others. You're going to model to your friends what it looks like to be a good friend, a trusted ally. And then finally, he says, in these 12 steps to consider when you face the pain of betrayal, he says to trust God. God's bigger than any pain you're facing today. And as Lawless writes, he can mold your own heart for his glory and your good even through the anguish of betrayal. You see, God has that kind of power. He can use what was meant for evil. He can use it for good. It doesn't mean it was good, but he can use it for good in your life. You know, Jesus knows all about betrayal. The Gospels tell us that the soldiers came and Judas kissed Jesus. They arrested him and took him away. And when the soldiers first came up, Jesus evidently spoke to them before they could say anything. And while Jesus was speaking to those soldiers, the Gospel of John tells us that Judas the betrayer was standing there with them. Judas had given his heart to betraying Jesus. Judas came forward and said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. The Greek word means to kiss with affection. It is a kiss given only to a close friend. With a kiss of affection, Judas betrayed the Son of God. To betray Jesus is bad, but to betray him with a kiss of affection is just evil. Jesus knows all about betrayal. Find your refuge with Christ. Seek Jesus. There you'll find hope. Thank you for joining me today. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with others who might benefit from it. Don't forget to subscribe to the Pivotal Decisions podcast on the YouTube channel. And until next time, you remember, the decisions you make today will determine your tomorrow.